Can you dig it, sucker?
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. It is a WrestleMania Friday. The two-night spectacular gets underway tomorrow from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. And one of our favorites, the two-time WWE Hall of Famer, who is in Vegas right now, Booker T, is on the line with us. Book, how you doing?
What's going on, guys?
How is it out there in Sin City right now?
Busy, bro. It's busy right now. I mean, we just get started, getting ready to head into the Hall of Fame ceremony here later on this evening. That's pretty much the kickoff show. And then we head to Stand to Deliver early Saturday morning and then kick off WrestleMania, man. So it's busy, man. Really busy.
You've been through a lot of these in your career. Does it ever get old, the spectacular of WrestleMania?
No, it doesn't, man. I said, man, when this ride is over with, that's what I'm not really thinking about it. But I tell you, man, this thing, it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger every year right now. We got the WWE World pretty much set up here, and that's what pretty much everything is going on. Yesterday I did a panel for LFG, and we had so many thousands of people showed up just to hang out and watch me and The Undertaker, Bubba Ray, and Mickey James just talk about LFG. So, nah, man, it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
How much fun have you had with LFG kind of helping train the next superstars? It's a fun show. I mean, you got a lot of different personalities.
Yeah, of course, a lot of different personalities, especially with myself and Bubba Ray. I'm going at it all the time. But no, it's been great teaching the next generation of superstars, you know, getting our hands dirty, you know, teaching them what not to do, you know, teaching them how much it is about a competition as well, and how serious this thing is and how big of an opportunity this is for these guys. And it's got so many different dynamics to it. But more importantly, at the end of the day, it's a job, and you got to take it very, very seriously. So for me, like I say, working with students for the last 20 years, I'm in my wheelhouse.
WWE two-time Hall of Famer Booker T is on the line with us. You mentioned the Hall of Fame ceremony tonight. The headliner, I guess if you want to call him that, is Triple H. He will go in on his own. He's already in with DX, so he'll join you as a two-time Hall of Famer. How much has he meant to the business, especially the last few years that he's kind of been in charge of WWE? Because I feel like he's really revitalized things.
You know, if there's a person that's, you know, ready for the job, that's meant for the job, is that dude, man. He loves this business, and he's so close to it. It's crazy. He's one of those guys that never sleep, always thinking about this business. And for me to have had the relationship that I've had with Hunter over the last 20 years has been, it's been incredible. People, you know, don't realize it from the outside looking in because we're competitors and we're in that ring battling. You know, I always go back to WrestleMania 19 with Hunter and I, me not coming out on the winning end of that matchup. But no, man, he's definitely a guy that's totally in tune to what's going on. He's seen the other side as far as, you know, the attitude era, but he's still young enough to know exactly what these young kids are all about as well. And I always talk about being able to change with the times. If you don't change with the times will pass you by. He's a guy that's definitely been in tune with, you know, what's going on today.
Talking to the Hall of Famer Booker T on the Chasing Big Joe Show. It's an honor, sir, to have you on. We hear you every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on our station, and we love it. Let me ask you something. My son is having a watch party this weekend around all that's going on. And there's a lot of kids doing this, sir, and they don't do it for football or for basketball or for baseball. They're doing it for all this. Do you feel this love? I mean, do you understand all this that's going on with these kids today who still look at you guys as being immortals, more or less?
It's amazing. It really is. It's truly amazing. I go places now. People go, man, I love you, man. You know, and they're like 12 years old, and they've never seen my wrestling career. They just watched me as a commentator. You know, they've heard Shecky Ducky Quack Quack, you know, me getting Trick Williams, you know, hyped up for his entrance and whatnot, you know. But it's amazing that it's actually turned that corner again to where, like it was in the Attitude Era, where everybody was tuning in, watch parties to watch professional wrestling. It's back. It's truly back, and it feels really good.
Well, not only said, I know this is the Super Bowl weekend of what's going on out there, but still, I mean, the storylines are great. It's good versus evil. It's never going to change because it's so wonderful. And now that these younger generations, Booker, have gotten into it now, it's going to just thrive for years and years and years. And that's a good thing because there are stories to take away from all that's going on.
Nah, man, I'm going to tell you right now, I do a lot of conventions, you know, whatnot. And I have so many people come up to me and they tell me so many stories, thousands and thousands and thousands of stories over my 20 years. And not once have I ever heard a bad wrestling story. Once, you know, so it's always been about family. It's always been about friends. It's always been about how you felt and how, you know, what you took away from that night, you know. So wrestling is something that brings people together. And I'm so glad I've been a part of it for, you know, what, 35 years. That's amazing.
Is it something, I mean, you're just a small town guy from Louisiana, and look what wrestling has done for you. And I'm sure you've never lost the love and the passion and what wrestling has done for you, have you?
I don't forsake that one bit. I mean, professional wrestling definitely saved my life. It changed my life. It sculpted my life in so many different ways. And the thing is, there's so many young people out there that's in my position that's walking in those same footsteps that I walked in. And there's so much out there for those guys, too, that don't think they're, you know, worth much, don't think that they mean a lot, you know what I mean? They can find themselves through professional wrestling and change their lives and change so many people's lives coming up behind them. So that's what wrestling has been for me.
Booker T is on the line with us. He's going to be on the call for Stand and Deliver for NXT tomorrow, which gets underway starting at noon on Peacock. I got to tell you, Book, I think the Fatal 4-Way for the NXT Women's Championship might steal the whole show. I think that's going to be a great match.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, the ladies, you know, we used to have a saying, you know, who has the best roster, you know, Raw, SmackDown. That's well gone now. It's all about the men. Who's the best, the men or the ladies? I'm serious. Because the ladies, man, they definitely bring it, man. They go out there and they do it, you know, at a very, very high level. And their IQ is like, you know, way over the top as far as this game goes. And I love, you know, seeing what, you know, the women's division has brought to the table. I say we have the best women's division in all of professional wrestling. So I'm looking forward to that one as well.
On the WrestleMania card, I think the question that a lot of people have, other than the obvious one of John Cena and Cody Rhodes, who is Randy Orton going to wrestle? There's going to be a mystery opponent. I mean, could we see the five-time WCW champion lace him up one more time?
Forget about it. Forget about it. No, I'm highly anticipating, you know, who John Cena's going to match up. Randy Orton's going to match up with as well, because Randy's always been my guy, man. He's a guy that's a true veteran to the game now, but he's still a guy that has so much still left in the tank, and to go out here and show these young guys what it's all about. Kevin Owens went out, and I really hate that, because yeah. Kevin Owens is one of my guys who has been grinding, man. He's been grinding all year for this moment, and then have it snatched away from him right at the last minute. I really, really hate that, because he's such a hell of a high caliber athlete, high caliber talent. But we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out. One thing about WWE, as of late, man, they've been knocking it out of the park. So whoever Randy Orton step in the ring with, is going to be good. Always expect the unexpected.
Cody Rhodes and John Cena for the WWE Championship. John Cena looks to break Ric Flair's record and be a 17-time champion. I mean, we've always, for years and years, it's always been Flair, you know, has been that gold standard. Do you think that this new John Cena, this kind of dark side of John Cena, gets it done against Cody?
You know, man, let me say this. It's gonna be a really, really good match. It's going to be so compelling to the point where the people are going to be literally on the edge of their seats. They're going to be wondering, waiting, and anticipating what's going to happen at the end of that match. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give my expert knowledge, my expert opinion. I don't want to give it away, because it could be spot on, and I don't want to ruin anything for the fans. But I'm going to tell you right now, that match is going to be the one to watch.
Booker, what's the vibe in Vegas right now? I got to think already it's kind of off the chain.
Nah, man, everybody's buzzing, man. The hotel is buzzing. I'm at the area. And, you know, a lot of the guys at the Fountain Blue. And I tell you, man, the city right now is just on fire. Everybody's excited. You know, there's so many, you know, wrestling companies in town right now, you know, like, I don't know, maybe 100 wrestling companies in town trying to get a piece of the action as well. So it's all about wrestling, man, and that's really, really a good thing right now in 2025.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's going to be a great show. We're going to watch Stand and Deliver and be listening to you tomorrow. Book, thanks so much for the time, and have fun in Vegas.
Boom. Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have fun.
Absolutely. Booker T, two-time WWE Hall of Famer, joining us here on the program.